Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Omar Rabbi Yava. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 lines from the bottom. 5 lines from the bottom. Let's hope my battery will make it.
Oh, a continuation from before. Okay.
New Gemara. Omar Rabbi Yava. Mem Beis
Amud Beis.
Mem Gimel. Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Mem Gimel Amud Beis. 43B. 43B3.
How does it start?
Omar Rabbi Yava. It's 1, 2, 3, 5 lines from the bottom. Omar Rabbi Yava. Omar Rabbi Yochan. Kol Yisur Shabbat Torah Ein Heter Mitzadef Leisur Chutz Misur Nazir. I'm not murdering Gemara. Very Yisur the Gemara. When it comes to all of the Yisurim Shabbat Torah, Heter is not Mitzadef Leisur Chutz Misur Nazir Shrei Omar Torah Mishras.
Could you give it an example?
The famous sugi. Let's just see the Rashi. This is a very, very, very important Gemara. This is a Yeridea Gemara. Let's see the Gemara. Ain, look at Rashi. Rashi says all of the Yisodis. Ain heter mitzaref l'isser. Amen. Ain heter mitzaref l'isser. Ochal chatzi zayis chelev v'chatzi zayis basar bevasachas. Ain heter mashlim es hashir ha'isser l'chayim. Okay, so if you go, you have chatzi zayis, you eat a person, it's a full kazayis.
Why would you think it's mashlim? He didn't eat a kazayis.
You did eat, but you ate a kazayis. That's the chiddush. We have to define the rules. We're going to learn.
But he says it's not mashlim.
Right, it's not except for where nausea. Let's see. Well, let's see Rashi. You're right. I don't know. I know very little. Let's see. I know nothing. I shouldn't say know very little. I know nothing. The only one that knows something is our Rebbe.
But why would you think that it's?
Okay, let's see. Because he's eating a kazayis. The bottom line is you are eating a kazayis. The bottom line is.
But not a kazayis chaylev.
But look, I'll give you halacha lemaisa. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that b'diavad the ganze welt does this. You eat a piece of cake,
right.
An average size slice of sponge cake at a Shabbos kiddush in a Shmuel Ben Shul. Do you make an al hamichya? One piece of sponge cake. One piece.
So
of sponge
there's a chuvas diver yoil.
Yeah.
The tzeila marav and others held you could be mitzarv the
all
air.
The ingredients. Get by the ear. No. Ear, you can't even start. No, that you can't.
No, are those that say you
the
could?
The ingredients. What do you mean the ear? The ingredients.
Because it's puffed
up. You compress everyone who gets. Right. What is the kazayis? A kazayis is the amount of food that you can squeeze into one shot glass, 1 ounce. 1 ounce. If you can squeeze the food into 1 ounce, take all the ear into 1 ounce. You take a piece of sponge cake and you squeeze the average piece of sponge cake fits into a schnapps cup. Try it. Take a schnapps cup.
It's not so posh. That was the machleb. The tzeilim. It's not so posh. Some say you could be mitzar. Some rebbe says one piece is not enough. You need a shear when it comes to sponge cake.
Oh, there's another reason why. Because the Mishnah Berurah. Wait. Okay, this is not a shear, but I'll give you an example. If you on a Shabbos kiddush, you take an average, you take a little disposable plastic cup for schnapps that holds exactly 1 ounce, and you take an average.
Is
piece,
it 1 ounce a shot?
Yes,
normally
yes. The average standard industry for disposable schnapps cups is exactly 1 ounce. You go to a kiddush, they have on the table little schnapps cups.
Yeah.
It's 1 ounce. Yeah. That's called a kazayis. Mm-hmm. 1 ounce we pass as a kazayis. Take a piece of sponge cake, long on the table, the average size. You can take that whole piece of sponge and you can squeeze it into exactly one schnapps cup. So very good, right? Gewaldig, you have a kazayis. Wait a minute. You do not have a kazayis of flour. There is about an enormous amount of poison in that piece.
Sugar, eggs, other things.
Yeah. Eggs, preservatives. There's fructose sugar.
Right.
There's stuff in there that can mamish kill you. Telling you, you cannot imagine.
So there's a machleik, so
and yet the Mishnah Berurah says, can you make an al hamichya? So the Mishnah Berurah, so Rav Moshe Feinstein holds you cannot. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says, can you make a bar in the fashos? No, you can't do it either. Rav Moshe Feinstein learned today, Hashkocha Pratis learned today, that Rav Moshe Feinstein holds in Igros Moshe, which Chelik or Chaim, maybe it's Simon Ayin Hey, Chelik Aleph, maybe it's Simon Hey, Chayin Hey, he holds, that you're not allowed, that you cannot be mitzarif, all of the ingredients of to make one kazayis, you can the oil, the flour, you need to make an alamichya, at least a kazayis of pure dagon. So could you at least make a bari nefashos? No, because on dagon you don't make a bari nefashos, so you don't make a bracha. Nishtaher. You can't make an alamichya. Make the Mishnah Berurah. It's not really clear what you do in this case, but he says that the eved, B'di'evet, you can be sumach on the poskim that say that everything is mitzarif to the shear of a kazayis.
What's the rise of both of them? What's the rise that you can be mitzarif?
Nishras, what we're going to learn today. Since all of these things are there to enhance the dagon is the ikar, and all of these items are there to give.
So it's as if it's one flavor. Piece of
it's one
dough.
A entity of dagon. Of Dagon, and you can make an Al HaMichya. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says as a Bidiyavet. And the ganze Welt is Soymach on this Mishnah Berurah as a Lichatchila Kemat. And they'll make it, many people will make an Al HaMichya on one slice of sponge cake. Two might not be enough. You might need even three or four. But that's the biggest sakana.
So the Chuvah Satmar Rebbe, he has a very big shear when it comes to sponge cake.
Okay, so it's not because you need a lot
of
flour.
It's a very long Chuvah.
You need a full kizayis of dogon, to be even the Mishnah Berurah lechatchila. And according to Rav Moshe, you need a lot. But many of us are, you know, the litvaks. We're very makel, and we take the Mishnah Berurah, and he says he can be makel. One slice of sponge cake, if you're really making it out
of the Mishnah. He brings Paiskam, or he says it with Das Atzmai.
The Mishnah Berurah?
He says it with Das Atzmai, or he quotes that he could be Mitzarev.
The Mishnah Berurah, nothing he's missing. Nothing he says Das Atzmai.
That's true. Everything sometimes is, he does. Sometimes
very
he does.
Little. No, this he quotes all the truths of Rishonim in the
Shalom. I like to look this up, where this is in, how do you call it?
I'll tell you exactly what it is. I have it written down.
Hapasbap Lekisnan.
Correct.
I'm going to look this up. Very interesting.
I'll tell you exactly where it is. I have it over here. Okay. I'm showing you today. In the Dershnu Mishnah Berurah, they have a very long entry on the side that elaborates on all the sheets on all the sheets over here. Okay, but anyway,
next.
We're learning the sugi today. We have to go very quickly
so
now.
So you're giving an example. All be mitzvah.
So now, here we have chaylev. We have a chatzi zayis chaylev. Right. And a chatzi zayis of kosher. Of
except
a,
for a nazir.
Of kosher. Look at the nazir. Chatzi zayis chaylev.
Rashi.
The chat is eyes bossa, bevasachas. Ain heter, so over here Rashi says, Ain heter, mashlim esa, shir ho isur lechaivai. So therefore, Rashi over here says, this, the Gemara says this, that the shir of heter does not join with the shir of isur lechaivai to be chayiv malchus. Chayiv chorus, in fact. Chutz, the only exception is meisuri nozir. What do we mean? Shim ochal chat is eyes anav, mechat is of anavim, the chat is eyes lechem, bevasachas, the bread of one shot, chayiv. Why? It's gzeres hakosef. It's nothing more than
continue, because he says,
Amritara, gzeres hakosef, mishras anavim. What you soak, subbing bread that has been soaked in grape juice, lo yishte.
So since it's been absorbed.
Right. Chayiv al shriyas pita b'yayin. V'ika m'yayin l'chude k'zayis lam likra.
Where's it absorbed? When you eat a half, then after you eat a half of bread, where's it absorbed?
If you have a kezayis of yayin, then don't get confused. There's a revius of yayin and there's a kezayis of yayin.
First of all, he says anavim. He doesn't.
What?
There's a big nafkim in it. It doesn't talk wine. He says grapes. Anavim.
Mishras, the song of grapes. No, grapes is synonymous with wine. Lo yishtech chayiv al shriyash.
So how does this work? Half a kezayis of anavim and half a kezayis of bread?
If you have a.
Where is it soaked?
If you have a kezayis of bread. And you soak that bread in yayin.
He doesn't say that soak.
It does say shriyas, mishras. Mishras means to soak.
No. Look what it says here. He's giving a scenario. Chatzit zayis anavim, chatzit zayis lechem. What is he
referring to? Bevasachas. Bevasachas.
You eat it at one shot?
Read weiter. Chayiv, shari omre toira, mishras anavim lo yishte. The soaking of grapes do not drink.
Chayiv al shriyas pitoy b'yayin.
Chayiv on soaking the bread in yayin.
So you tell me a scenario where he drinks the wine together with the bread that's been soaked?
And you don't have a kezayis of yayin. You have a small amount of yayin, a teeny amount of yayin.
No, but forgive me, I understand. But Rashi switches. Rashi's trying to bring out something. He starts up with grapes. And bread.
Grapes, in the context of the sugi of Nazir, in the context of, it's the same thing. Grapes is yayin. I know it's a different bracha.
No, not only that. No, but I'm talking about the metzias. We eat grapes together with bread. How does it get soaked?
Mishras anavim. Mishras anavim means you soak bread in grape juice. Period.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go weiter. Chayiv yechayiv al shriyas pita b'yayin. The ikach miyayin fekt Rashi. Why do I need to post? If you're telling me that you have to have a kezayis of yayin, I don't need the bread. Once already you have the full shear of yayin, you don't need the bread. So why does the Torah have to tell you about mishras? It then must be that you don't have a kezayis of yayin.
Exactly.
But you're still chayiv. Why you chayiv?
Because it's mitzarev.
Exactly.
It's mitzarev.
It's mitzarev. If you're eating, if you end up eating a kezayis of bread, and in that kezayis of bread there's a flavor of the yayin, you chayiv malchus.
So that means you eat soaked Eat bread that's been soaked in wine together with the chatzi wine.
No, no, eat the bread.
You're telling me the bread, you soak it, you soak it in that a half
a... small amount of yayin.
Chatzi,
you don't even need a chatzi, a small amount. That was the previous example, he says.
Oh.
You go and you soak bread in yayin, and now you end up eating a kezayis of bread, and the bread that you've eaten has the flavor of yayin.
I got it.
Gezeres hakosov, mishras.
So why does Rashi start in the beginning? Half a size of oven? Half
asking,
a size.
You're asking very good questions. We have to go weiter. We can't be stolzach on every little deal because we'll never get anywhere.
But you hear the ha'ara.
Yes,
you hear the
deal. Ha'aras are superb.
Okay.
And there's no question what you're saying over here is mamish. You're building, you say this. The Gansevel.
I'm a Navi. Nay, next.
You're saying, I'm not belittling what you're saying, but we just got to go by it.
So next,
V'ikim. Now the whole mishras now just goes into some gears to change. The whole mishlo garsin the istigasi law of farsh the field of the rabban the loy darshi call the whole darshi will arnold is ring over here loy he let's go weiter to a parchin will come on haimi boil the tiny mishras lit in time ki iker the iker nami lay the isa name lay are not haimi the dimu mi the whole. He's going into a different gears of change, which we're not going to focus on. We're not darshening this from the word chol mishras. Rashi over here is presenting over here. He's alluding to another girsa where the Gemara is making the drasha from the word chol. Here's the dilemma: is the drasha?
It says chol mishras.
Yes, the chol mishras anav lo yishte. So Rashi over here is
that's in Parshas Nasay, right?
Correct. You know everything. It's unbelievable. This guy should be giving the shir. This guy, you know, is called.
So let me start giving the shir. Nay. So what
it
is
says,
it called?
Mishras and
it's a ribbi?
You can join Arya Victor. Yeah, Shlomi, yeah, you can join Arya Victor. You can give the share. I can't hear what you're saying. Where's your microphone today?
Oh, he just joined in?
No, he's here a long time. I can't hear what you say. You're mute.
I said Arya Victor has COVID.
Really?
He went to the hospital.
He's in the hospital now?
Nabuch.
They gave him a cocktail and I think he's home.
How bad was his case?
Obviously, he needed to go to the hospital.
Baruch Hashem, if he's home, that's already a good sign.
Terrible. Wow. When did this happen? How come you didn't tell me?
I just heard now from Shmuel.
What is this, Victor or Vigder?
Victor, as in...
That's his last name? Victor?
Yeah, as in the Chashmonoim. They were victorious.
Because my English name, my first name on the books, on the birth certificate, it's Victor.
You should not have told that to me. You should not have told that to me.
Hey, next.
Because
next.
You should not have told
my passport, everything's Victor.
Shloimi, he just made a big mistake by telling it to me.
But you don't get along with him? No.
I get along, what do you mean?
No, with Victor.
Of course I get along with him.
But why the...
Of course I get along with him.
So, what do you think I should have not told you? Nay.
Vaita, because I'm a late, that's why. I'm a late. Vaita, the Gemara, Vaita, hi.
So you're never saying Chol Mishras, what's the Rivli of Chol Mishras?
So the Rashi's alluding to a Machlekes, amongst, I don't know, I guess other Rishonim, is the Drosha of this, that the Gemara is presenting, is the Drosha from an extra word?
Nay.
Or is the Drosha based upon the simple translation of the word Mishras?
Right.
The word Mishras in and of itself means being Mitzotev Issa V'Heter.
Mm-hmm.
Mishras means bread soaked. Mm-hmm, so that itself is teaching you this principle called tzeref. This teaching you the combination.
Okay.
Or no, maybe when it says mishra, maybe it's not from the combination. It's from the word chol. The word chol is a riboy. That's the dilemma. Uh-huh. Gemara's dilemma.
Okay.
Vaita in the now. Let's go back to the Gemara. We're very very yisoidistic Gemara. They're not mitzarf. We're not mitzarf hetel yisr. Chutz meisuri nazir. The only meisuri nazir shari amr Torah mishras. Period. Now we have ziri, machlokes ziri and Rebbe Avot. There's one thing you learned tonight. You came here tonight. You remember this forever. You remember this forever. L'netzach mitzachim. There's machlokes Rebbe Avot and ziri. Amar af soor bal taktiru. Is another principle, Sorashi, Av Sor Baal Taktiru, Nami Heter Mitzarvel Isser. What does that mean? Chatzi Zayis Koimet de Soor, Chatzi Zayis of a fistful of Soor, the Chatzi Zayis de Matzah, the Eina Murav Me'ela, Ela Kol Echo Nik, Ela, Elo kol echad nikar.
Each, it's the case of hetem mitzarif leiser.
Right? Also, kol echad nikar. That you're going to be chayiv as well.
You won't be chayiv.
There's a prohibition. You will be chayiv. You will be chayiv.
There's a prohibition. You can't. There's a prohibition. Give me makta sa'ar and dvash.
On the right. You're not right, excellent. Right. Sa'ar and dvash.
That's only if it's exayis. No.
You're not allowed to put on them as exactly.
So yeah. That's what he's saying. You see, hetem mitzarif leiser.
So yah over here. Yah over here. You take together. Hey, you take together
a chatz
zayis of matzah.
It's mitzarf.
In the mincha, and you burn on the mizbeach, it's mitzarf. So we have over here machlokes. Rabbi Avohu says there's only one time in the kol terukula, and that is nazir. And Rabbi Zeiri says af. There's a prohibition about taktiru sar. That's going to be the exception.
What does Rashi throw in the word enim on a raven?
They're not mixed. Elokol echad nikol.
Meaning.
Even though they're not mixed.
Or even if it's not mixed.
It's just that they're eating them at the same time.
Nami heter mitzvah.
No, he puts it on the mizbeach.
You're in your mouth at the same time.
That's right.
What does he do? That what?
Einon mi'uravim elo kol echad nikar.
On the mizbeach.
They're not blended together.
Right. Separately on the mizbeach.
No, yeah, they have to be together in one shot. You put them together in one shot, but each one, you can look at this kazayis and you can see.
Oh, that's the pshat? That's
like a black and white. Everybody eating the black and white cookie?
Oh, that's what Rashi means.
The small ones. You have a small black and white, the miniature black and white cookies. Rabbi Sholim, he brings to the shul sometimes black and white cookies. Small ones.
Meaning he puts it together at the same time.
And you see half is black, half is white, and the little
but
cookie.
You can
exactly
tell.
Exactly a kazayis.
Right, right.
The little ones, each one is exactly a kazayis. So the black is the sar.
It's not blended.
Why it's not right, blended? And you put that on the mizbeach.
And you're over.
You're over. Why? Heter mitzarif
li'isr. So he adds not only a nazir, right. The same thing here also.
Right. By the Gemara, fine.
Command,
who is this called? Like, command, Kabbalah's the Darish Kol. Who says this? Rashi. Command, Kabbalah's the El. It says the Dorish Kol. Not everyone darshins Kol.
Same thing. It's called Mishras. Same thing.
Oh, that was the dilemma.
But to Rabbi Lezer.
So, right. But the Rashi seemed to reject that. Rashi held that the Mishras does not need the word koil. Because the word Mishras in and of itself means a tarubis. You don't need to come out to call Mishras. But when it comes to Sa'ar, that that's not what it means. There you talk, you need to come out to the word koil.
Right.
Frakti Gemara Yachya Eva Zeh Le'in Chameh Tzu Pesach Nami. Frakti Gemara, why only stop with two? There should be a third exception to the rule. Chametz, why? Because it says, why? Because it says Rashi, why? Because it says kol machmetzes loisoichelu. It says into the word kol also by chametz. Kol machmetzes. The Gemara is enoch nami. You're correct.
Wait a second. I have a
you put into your mouth. Okay. You put into your mouth a chatzi chatzi. So the Gemara says you're right. Enoch nami. You are correct. According to Rabbi Lez, there are going to be three exceptions. Okay, if you're ever on Jeopardy. And Alex Trebek asks you, what are the three things that there's not, there's
Olav HaShalom.
There's going to be, what Shalom? What Olav HaShalom? He cremated his body. Why do you have to wish him Shalom?
He cremated his body. He's dead.
I know he's dead, but he gave instructions to have his body cremated. It goes to show what he thinks of life.
It's just a question on Jeopardy.
Vaita. So the Yelini Chaz Pesach Nami. Poor Marianne. Vital in Chametz, she's now going to be with him.
Nee.
It's a good shidduch, no?
So it's like Enoch Hanami, he says that you could include Chametz and...
he doesn't even know what I'm talking about, this guy. What? Yeah.
You can include Chametz and Matzah, he said Enoch Hanami.
Yes, Enoch Hanami, there are going to be three exceptions. Enoch Hanami.
According
to Gemara, Lafugim, not like Abai, he disagrees. The Omar Yesh Haktara Lepachas Mikazayis Kamashvon, the Haktara. He holds Abai says you don't need to come on. You don't need to come on to Mishra to head to Mitzvah L'Isser. Abai holds that the prohibition of being makdir on the Mizbeach Sa'or is even a mashahu. You don't need to come on to head to Mitzvah L'Isser to Chayiv for burning on the Mizbeach. Two things together.
That?
Drasha. He has a drasha. He holds when it comes to the Israel lois haktiru, there's no shir. The shiurim are halacha l'moshav Sinai. Kolshu. Memela, I don't need to come on to a heter mitzarf l'isra to be mechayiv me in burning on the mizbech.
But that's only about sa'ar and dvash, but other things.
Exactly. So, but therefore, this that you're saying over here, there's going to be a third exception. The Gemara over here is pointing out that's not like Abaye would hold that you don't need to come on to this. Because according to Abaye, it's not, you don't need to come on to head to the mitzarf l'isra. You're going to be chayiv man of shach because you don't need a shear for Akhtara. We are over here following the shita of the bar plugged of Abaya that the haktara lav lepachas mikazayis. Now they're changing the gears so to make the over here the ain haktara.
Yeah, I don't have
the ain. Change the word lav to the word de'ain. There is no such thing as haktara less than a kazayis. So you need to have for the haktara. How much do you need to have for the haktara to be chayiv? According to those who do disagree with the Abaye, a kezayis. Let's say it's a chatzi zayis of sa'ar and a chatz zayis of matzah. Are you chayiv? Well, l'chora not. You know, there's no din of the combination unless you learn like Rabbi Eliezer,
right,
who darshes the word koil, and memela. He's going to be marbe. Next, new gemara, naya gemara. Maybe let's read the Rashi. Let's read the Rashi over here at the very top. I feel because it's such an important Gemara. This Gemara has so many ramifications. I told you one example when one very critical example when it comes to mezoinas. You'd be shocked how much poison there is in almost anything that you eat today. Most of it is sugar. Is all these chemicals you're putting into your stomach. These are things that were never eaten before. It's like the vaccine. You don't know what could happen to you if you eat these type of things. High fructose sugar. You know how dangerous that is? Afilu chametz nami. Shlomi, what are you eating now?
What?
Not eating now, right? You're not eating anything now. You already had dinner, right? What are you going to have for dinner later?
I had dinner already.
So early? I don't eat until 12:30. How come?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock? I don't eat dinner until 12:30. How do you eat so early?
Me.
You're busy burning the midnight oil. You're learning Torah.
Me.
No, I'm not. I play with my phone the whole night. Okay, Rashi over here says we said al eruv belav. We said before a mixture of we learned before. Now Rashi over here is not saying we made this up. The word of kol machmetzes lo sechelu. Rashi over here is saying something a little bit different. Rashi over here says we're going. This we learned this yesterday. We had a drasha yesterday that if you have a taruvis. A taruvis of chametz yechayev.
Mm-hmm.
So Rashi is saying a merdikal lomnis of art. This is mamish, like kedai to give a whole shiur on this lomnis. Is once already we know that by chametz there's a chiv loisase,
yeah,
of malkoitz on a taruvis of chametz. Even though, what does it mean a taruvis of chametz? You don't have bechdei the shiur achilas pras within 4 minutes enough to eat a kazayis of the chametz. So there's no chiv kores, but there's a chiv loisase.
Right.
The fact the Torah was megale was megale that there's going to be at least.
You sure there's a lav? If it's not eat mitzvah.
Well, that was yesterday's daf. That was yesterday's daf. We have a taruvis kutach habavli.
Oh yeah.
Kutach habavli. You have a taruvis of chametz,
yeah,
and not chametz, and you don't have. If you eat the kutach habavli the way you normally eat it by dipping in your bread or whatever you're dipping into kutach habavli, you're not going to end up eating bechdei achilas pras a kezayis of dagon of chametz. And yet, what did we learn yesterday? You're still going to be chayv malchus, but no chorus.
Yeah.
In fact, the Gemara, Rashi and Mordechai Golan, this that according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that by chametz that there's a principle called hetem mitzarf leisur. Once we know that by chametz the Torah held you chayv for a taruvis, that in and of itself should be enough to upgrade it to a chiyuv of chorus. Well, that's what it means. Afilu chametz nami Rashi toho amrinan al eruvoy belav. If you have a taruvis, all isurim shebe Torah. If you have a taruvis, you potter. You potter. I can't hear you. Microphone, please.
Does that mean he's saying that if you hold tam ki ikar, you should for sure?
No, he's not saying that. He's saying that we learned yesterday. We did not discuss the sugya of tam ki ikar. Yesterday, the Gemara talked about kutach habavli, a taruvis. a taruvis where you eat something, and let's say within the zman, let's say you eat within bichdei achilas pras, you did not eat a full kizayis worth of chametz. In kuta chabavli, most of the ingredients is not chametz, so you will have not have eaten with bichdei achilas pras the sheer a kizayis of chametz. So what is the halacha? You're not chayiv kares, but you're chayiv aloy saseh. It was a drasha. Once the Torah was megale that there is a tseruf, that a taruvis, the heter is mitzaref leisur, at least for there to be a loy saseh, if you also hold of the principle of heter mitzaref leisur v'shori surim, for example, not only by nazir, but by sa'or, by bal tak saktidu menu sa'or, that should be enough of a gilui, that when it comes to chometz, you should also be chayiv karas. Because since the Torah anyway was megale that it wants to get you for a taruvis, and we know that there is heter mitzarif le'isr by nazir and by bal saktiru mimenu se'or, and now we know there's a gilui that by chometz b'pesach a taruvis is taka osur, the loisaseh of taruvis of chometz being osur should be enough to upgrade a taruvis even lidei karas. Rashi appears to be saying an incredible chishayim shan the Gemara. What was the Gemara's hava mean? What's the Gemara suggesting over here that afilu chametz nami? It's built upon this principle that since we just concluded the entire last off that the Torah is mechayev a person for a taruvis, so according to the mandama that says that there's no such principle of heter mitzarv l'isra except by nazir, okay? So it doesn't. That's an exception. So when it comes to Pesach, the most we can be mechayev you is for a loy saseh. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, that holds that the din of heter mitzarv l'isra is widespread. It's not just by nazir. It applies equally to bal taktin menu ishel Hashem of Sa'ar, Rabbi Eliezer. So you see, the Torah is megale that derech klal we want to be mechayev a person for a taruvis.
But that's only the second exception. The other places is
one exception. Is enough. That would appear to be sufficient. Just one more exception would be enough to break out of your comfort zone. Until now, we were locked into nazir. Now there's another exception. Once we have another exception, that's already a gilui that wherever we could apply this principle, we're going to apply it. And you can't always apply it.
That's not true.
What?
That's not the rule.
What do you mean it's not the rule?
When you have two times...
So you're asking a side question. Why don't you go say Shnei...
It's
Shnei
everything.
Why don't you go say is that... Okay, I hear you, Kasha.
What Shnei Ksuvim?
Whenever you have only two times, Ein Malamdim, you can't go learn that anywhere else. Shnei Ksuvim.
If Kasha wanted you to learn it out, he would have said it only once.
I hear what you say.
What's that? That's one of the Yud Gimel Middos?
That's the tackle why you don't learn it out.
Correct. So Ephraim is saying you should learn it out.
That's one of the Yud Gimel.
I'm just reading you the Rashi. Rashi, what's the Gemara? What's the Gemara's kash? The Gemara's kash is that we should expand the scope according to Rabbi Eliezer. We should not limit it only to nazir and only to saor. We should expand the scope to what? To chametz bePesach. Rashi says why? Why is chametz bePesach any better than nevela? You know, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you never heard Rabbi Eliezer suggest that if a person eats a chatzi zayis nevela and a chatzi zayis of a sat meshchita, we should hold yichayev. You don't hear that.
Why not?
Because there's no pasuk for it.
Yeah, but other things.
Where? Only two things so far. Only by nazir, mishras, and by sa'or.
Sa'or. Yeah, here's another one.
No, that's the only one. Sa'or. Only two things.
Wow.
Only two things. So
the way those two is because it says kol.
Oh, exactly. It says kol by. Sa'or. And it says mishras by nazir. No, Rashi rejected the word kol by mishras. Mishras, the word mishras itself. Mishras and kol sa'or.
Right.
So along comes the Gemara. I'm reading the Rashi. Right, along comes. So if the case, l'nicham is v'esach nami. What? Why? Why is chametz? You have a drasha? Excuse me. Why? No, but the Gemara doesn't say that. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh, yeah,
that's what
yeah,
I thought.
Yeah,
but
that.
Rashi doesn't say that. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, Toha, he's telling you the reason. Amrinan, kol iruvay belaf. What? So what? What do you mean, kol iruvay belaf? The Gemara over here is, the whole Gemara is only this brought down in order to go and challenge what we learned yesterday. Yesterday we learned the sugya of a taruvis. There's a unique halacha by chometz bePesach. Kuta chabavli. Kutach HaBavli is Chometz Gomer. Yesterday we touched upon the sugya of Nuksha. Right? Chometz Ra. Chometz Nuksha. And before we got to Chometz Nuksha, we learned about Kutach. Taruvis. What's Taruvis? You have real Chometz Gomer, but when you eat this dish, Bichdei Achilas Pras, which we pass in Halacha L'Maaseh to be 4 minutes, if when you eat within 4 minutes, you do not end up eating a full kizayis worth of chametz, so you can't be chayav karetz, right? You don't have to eat a kizayis. If I eat kutach habavli,
normally you don't eat it within the time frame.
No, you'll eat a kizayis of kutach habavli within the time frame, but within the kutach habavli there's a taruvis. You're not going to end up eating a kizayis of dogon of chametz.
Oh, I see, because there's a mixture.
Because the taruvis.
I got it.
So wheel or so therefore, under ordinary circumstances, and when it comes to sha'ori surim, let's say you have nevela. Let's say you have a dip. You have this exotic dip, and in the exotic dip is nevela. So you end up eating. Within Bechdei Achilas Pras, you do not eat a kezayis of the nevela. Are you chayiv?
No.
Aloy sasei?
No.
Nothing. No. Zero. Mm-hmm. You go home free. Nothing. So the same thing should apply to chametz. If I eat Bechdei Achilas Pras, a food, and in that food I do not end up eating a kezayis, do I go home free? Should I go home free?
I'm sorry, say about chametz, the what?
If I eat a kezayis of food during the time of Bechdei Achilas Pras, and I do not eat during that time period a kezayis of chametz.
No, no.
Yet, chametz is the exception.
Yeah.
Why is it the exception? We had a drasha yesterday. Taruvis. When it comes to a taruvis of chametz, it's an exception. You do, you know, you don't get karetz, but you do get a loy sase, a laf. So, frek the Gemara, Rashi, dehar minon al eruvoy belaf. So Rashi over here is basically saying is, since the Torah was Megale, that when you have a taruvis...
We're so chomer because since this car is so, we say you get a lav, just a lav.
No, the drasha, there's a special, no, just because it's chomer doesn't make a difference. There's a special drasha to teach you that when you have a taruvis, you chayef for lo sasei.
Where's this drasha? How do you
yesterday's drasha. We asked yesterday.
We didn't
we
learn
go
it
back.
Yesterday.
Right, we didn't go. We didn't get to it yesterday. It's a drasha. There's a chayef lo sasei.
Okay, okay.
So now the Gemara is suggesting that according to Rabbi Eliezer, who expands the scope of Heter Mitzdarf Le'Isser outside of Nazir and outside the Sugya of outside Nazir and in addition to Nazir also of Baal Sa'or Lo'i Sak Tidu Minu Yisra L'Hashem, and being that we already know that when it comes to Chometz B'Pesach
also,
the principle exists to some degree, so this should be enough to upgrade Taruvis to a Chiv Kores.
If it, when it comes to Atzim Starif?
Yes.
Then even Mastarif should get Karas for
yes,
that?
Yes, yes, yes. That's the Kasha. Yes, yes, yes. Oh. That's exactly the Kasha. So the Gemara over here
where
says...
Where do you see the Kasha here?
Rashi, the top line of the Gemara.
Oh, Philip, I'm explaining it. Oh.
Rashi, the Aminan Aliruva Balav. I explained to you what Rashi means over here.
Listen,
the principle of Taruv is Kuta Chabavli.
Nee.
We're learning over here about the Halakha Kuta Chabavli, the Halakha Kurkavan. The Kuta Chabavli. Shlomo, what are you watching? What? What are you watching on the video? I can't hear you. I gotta bring over the microphone to your house. I have a microphone
Hello.
For you. I have a microphone for you. I'm gonna bring over to your house.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna bring over to your house. I have a very good microphone for you.
Nay.
When am I gonna bring it over to you? Eventually. I'll give it to Yitzchak. He comes to your next door.
Leave it in Young Israel.
What?
Leave it in the Young Israel.
I don't walk in there.
You don't have to leave it. You give it to Yitzchak and leave it in the car room.
Oh, yes. Now, which Yitzchak?
Whoever you want to give it to. Whoever comes to Young Israel.
Which Yitzchak are you talking about? Yitzchak Klein? No, I was talking about the other Yitzchak. The one that goes next door to you.
Yitzchak Klein?
The one that goes next door to you to, Jay. What's his name?
Jay Dershowitz?
Yeah. Does he still come there, Yitzchak?
Which Yitzchak? Oh, he went to Russia.
He's back. He's back in town.
Wait, I haven't seen him in a while.
Lucky you.
he works for the CIA or for the Russian mafia? For
both. He works for China and Venezuela also. Vita.
How do you know that? That's what the Gemara is trying to say. That we and the Chabad should also be with Chayef Kar. How do you know that's what the?
It's Pasha.
How is Mashma from Rashi?
I'm telling you, it's Pasha. That's what it's Mashma. Vita in the Gemara.
He says Lav only. A Lav.
I explained for 20 minutes what we have to go weiter. We have to go weiter.
Why would you think says, that upgrade?
No, we have to go weiter. We explained this already for a long time. You're right, next Rashi. Rashi says, Umashani, the Gemara answers very important. Rashi, Ein Hachinami. The Chumash of Pesach Het Lisavul Iser. You're correct. You are Ein Hachinami according to the year. Now, Eba Zitz. Why the Gemara only focus on Saar? V'ha Denakir Saar LaFukim Midabaya. The reason why the Gemara selected Saar over other Averos is because we want to exclude Abaya. What did Abaya say? The Amar B'Menachah. It's right. Kol Menachah. Kol Menachah Bos Yesh Haktar B'Pachas Mikazayis. All of the menachos, kol menachos, baos, all menachos, baos, it's oizayin. Oizayin over here, on my side over here is daf nun ches. Kol menachos, yesh haktara bepachos.
You mean you don't have to put akzayis of a mincha?
Right. The chayiv b'haktara.
Oh, that's the reason why you even on a machu.
Boy, it's serif. So you don't need to come on heter mitzadef leisur.
Because mincha itself, you don't have to.
Exactly. Umetarets little brayse little nami leel hachi a ein liel kazais chad zais minayt havelam a kol vyolof minay. So therefore we're coming lafuki mide abaya that you taka you hold that you taka do need to have a kazais.
Which kol is it talking about? Which line?
Kol saar. Vyolof minay the yeshak total pachas. Vyolof minay the yeshak total pachas kazais. Kamash mulan the ein aktar. There is no Akhtara. V'ikat serif in v'iloy lo. Yitaka need to come on to serif in order to be chay of you. Okay, let's go weiter. Weiter in the Gemara. Now we have a new Gemara. Yosef Rav Dimi become a little hashmaitza. Rav Dimi was giving the shir. He sat down and he said, over little hashmaitza. Amalei Abaye le Rav Dimi. Abaye said to Rav Dimi, I can't hear you. We got to get you the microphone.
So 1 second. So really, chametz is also the same thing.
Yes.
But lafuke, what is lafuke?
According to Abaye, you don't need to come on heter mitzdarif l'iser. According to Abaye,
correct.
Because according to Abaye, even if you burn a mashu of saor,
so therefore, whose comes to the mafuke?
Our Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer. Our Gemara that no, if not for the principle of heter mitzdarif l'iser, you would be potter. Because we hold you do need a kazayis to be over on kol sar lo yisak timin
l'Hashem. Right.
Vayta. Yeah. Frekta gemara, nai gemara. Yosef, ravdimi, v'kabal lo hashmaitza. Amal e'abaya, ravdimi, abaya, ravdimi. Really, v'chol yisun shabatoyra, ein het
misaf l'isar. Said again, ravdimi said.
Anai gemara, anai sugya, brand new. Anai unfag mitinu dinin daf memdalam. This is memdal.
So ravdimi said to Abaya?
To Abaya. Yosef, ravdimi, v'kabal lo hashmaitza. He's talking to him. Amal e'abaya.
What does that mean? Kabal lo hashmaitza.
He stood over the sugya. He learned the sugya.
Yeah.
He gave the shir daf yomi.
Amal
e'abaya, ravdimi. He's asking a kash. Really, v'chol isudin shabatara ein heter mitzaf l'isra. Really, v'yotzav l'adam mishnah ha-makpe es chuma v'hashum v'hashem shel chulin. Persons makpe means to make a porridge. Okay, a makpe means to make thick. Rashi calls ha-makpe. Am I reading? Am I pronouncing the word correctly? Probably not. What does it say over here?
Congealed tafshil. Yeah.
Let me just see how to properly pronounce. There's no nekudas in this Gemara. This is an old Masifta from the first edition. They didn't have the dots yet. They didn't get the Hechsher yet from the Badats. But Hamakbe means to make a porridge. How do you read the word Shlomi? You have an art scroll there?
Yes.
How do you pronounce this word? Hamakbe shel Truma. Rashi. Tavshil. Kafui v'av. The word Makbe called Kafui. Congealed. What?
Congealed. Yeah.
Mikba shel
Truma. Hamikba. That's the way you pronounce it.
The porridge.
Goldilocks. Hamikpa.
Like sort of like oatmeal.
Yeah. Porridge.
Or
Cholent.
Or how do you call it?
Cholent.
What's that thing called?
Oatmeal with the porridge is
porridge.
Made,
porridge. Something that's
substance. And shel truma.
Oh, so a mikpa shel truma. You have mikpa means the porridge.
Shel truma.
Yeah. Hamikpa shel truma. Yes, Nakasha. Hamikpa shel truma. Yeah, mikpa shel truma. Porridge of truma. The hashum. Garlic, the Hashem and oil.
He says dice. You left all dice. What's dice?
We're in dice. We're dice. So we going Rashi?
Yeah, Rashi.
Amikbe tav shel kofu that is thick, congealed v'of shel trumo. Could go in dice. Porridge. Dice is a word for porridge. Cholent.
Oh, Hashem and
the Hashem. You have garlic.
Garlic.
The Hashem and oil. The hanusunim boy letavlin Hayu shal chulin vaita.
It was mixed together.
Together. You put a lot of ingredients. You put in shal. They put all these different things in shal. They put the vaccine in shal also. Which means a sheni. A tful yom, he went to mikvah. He went to the mikvah, but it's not yet evening. So he's a sheni. Someone who goes to the mikvah, he's a sheni until the sun sets. Until
you mean he doesn't have to wait until he brings a carbon?
No, that's a mechusa kippurim.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
So therefore, the person, even if he has to bring a carbon, it doesn't matter. A mechusa kippurim is tar.
It's not
kippurim.
Nightfall yet, okay.
So therefore, he's a sheni. A person that goes to mikvah, and he comes out of mikvah, he has the status of a sheni until truma can become a shlishi. Wow. So if a tful yom touches the truma becomes a shlishi. But look what's going on over here. This porridge is a taruvis. It's not pure truma.
Right.
It's not pure. It's not pristine. Memela, maybe when he touches it, it should not become tameh. Maybe it should remain tar, because it's not pure. Maybe the only time the Torah says that truma becomes a shlishi is when it's pure.
Mimiksasan,
even a small fraction, pasas kulan. Mm-hmm. Period. That ends this piece. Next shtickle. Hamikba shel chulin.
This is part of the Mishnah. Yeah.
Right? Hamikba shel chuletze. We have porridge. The daisa that's made from chulin. The ashum, the garlic, the ashum shel truma. V'naga tulyam b'miktsasan. Oh! Loi pasal. Look what it says over here. Ela makoy magoy belvat. Exactly what you touch, take a knife, slice it off. You have a big chalent here, and I touch just this little portion. You take a knife and you slice off the part that I touch. Everything else remains tar. The place that you touch.
Is that what?
That becomes tameh.
Okay.
But everything else remains tar. So, frek the Gemara. Why? If I have on the table a porridge, and I touch one teeny portion, why does even the portion that I touch become tameh? The mikpah is made from chulin. It's just the flavoring that is truma. Habatle lu b'tavlin b'roiv. Bittel b'roiv. This is the murder of Gemara. It should be bottle b'roiv. V'omar rab b'barachana. My tam. You know what the answer is? Hoyel. V'zor loike alehen b'kezayis. You know why? Because if a zor would eat this porridge, would eat one kezayis of this porridge, he would get malchus for what? Would get malchus for eating truma. Mm-hmm. Now let's see Rashi before we go weiter. Mm-hmm. Rashi over here, Hai Shmaitz, Rabbi Yochanan, Mamik Betav Shal Kafu, Vav, Shal Truma, Koin Daisa, Hashem, Rashi, Shal Truma, Nusnum, Lutav, Nuhay, Shal Chulin. Postal Sekder, the Mikbe, Iker. The Mikbe is the Iker, Vitzvul, Yoim, Poisal, Shal Truma, Psal, Yoim, Kamek, Into Shlishi. Mok, Magoy, Amai, Postal, Habad, Lubber, Rotav, Luruba, Deko, Sal, Gadaitach, Dimua, Midrabonan, Hudo, Osser. So here is a very important Rashi, a mixture of the Gemara. Now here's a very important Gemara. The Gemara here stands over here is that spices are only Truma Midrabanan. There is no Din De'oraisa to give Truma from spices. It says, see, what were the three things that you put inside over here?
Truma is only from the...
Grains. So over here you have Shum, Shemen, Shel Truma. Now Shemen can taka be from Midrabanan. But
why?
Shemen.
You just said
only grain.
Only grain.
So I mean, is the shiva saminim? I don't know.
No, hold on a second. One second. I thought truma isn't truma is the gamchav sarach b'tzarach. No.
The gamchav. You're right. Digon. Only grain.
No. But it doesn't say sarach b'tzarach also truma. You can give off truma. What's the lashon of the pasuk?
I do not know. Let's see.
Doesn't quote you the pasuk there.
Let's see. No, I do not. Let's read the Rashi for a moment. Rashi over here says a very important thing. Rashi, whatever the case is. It says of the kosal gadaitoch dimua midrabon hudo osur. Over here, the spices is what's in the grain. The doraisa is the grain.
Yeah.
Everything else, let's just assume for the moment, okay, for the sake of simplicity, for the sake of simplicity, all of the flavoring that has a status of truma, that's truma midrabanon, that's not truma doraisa. And being that it's a taruvis, being that over here it's all mixed together into one big mixture,
bottle.
So we should say that it's for sure become bottle, for sure, no matter what.
Because it's a teruv, it's a drabanon, and it's bottle.
Right, and it's drabanon, and it's a dimua, it's not pure, it's dimua, a dimua, it's a mixture. Right. So therefore that combination.
That means it's a small amount.
Exactly, but even a small amount is not a small amount, so what's a small amount? If it was the other way around, if it would be chayim, the dogon is a small, it doesn't matter. The point of it is that it's a midrabanon. The point over here is that it's a midrabanon, and it's a mixture. It's a taruvis, and it's only also midrabanon when it's be'en.
Yeah.
So that combination should be enough to say that it's bottle. That's the Gemara's kasha. Next Rashi, V'yama Rav Barchana, Dimua Midoraisu. That's the Gemara. Let's go back to the Gemara. V'yama Rav Barchana. My time. What's the reason? Because ice. Now, because the Zoras Chai Bikazayas. Now, let's read the Fulon's of Gemara, and then we'll go to the Rashi. Hechidami. The Gemara says, what exactly is the case? Okay, my battery is running low over here. I hope we'll be able to make them down to 8%.
He's explaining
what's the case? Hechidami. If I go out, don't disappear, I'll turn on my smartphone, okay, to catch up. Unless my smartphone conks out. My smartphone has also only 7%. So what's going to go first? The smartphone?
Nee.
The smartphone or the computer?
Nee.
Weiter. Hechidami. What's the case over here? Lav mishum behetim misaf leisr. Isn't it why we learned over here? Because if a zor would eat from the dimua, and the dimua only has shemen and shum, that's truma deraisa, so he's a kezayis, he's chayiv malchus. Excuse me, if you eat a kezayis of the porridge, are you eating in the kezayis of porridge or kezayis of truma deraisa? Kezayis? No. Mm-hmm. It's a taruvis. And yet it says here you're going to be chayiv. Mm-hmm. Why are you chayiv?
So don't you see it is mitzarev?
It must be heter mitzarev l'isser. So lav mishum heter mitzarev l'isser. The Gemara says, loy, my kezayis te'iko, kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. And the kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, deraisa he. Is it deraisa? Amalei in. So let's go one step at a time. The answer is you're right. When we said over here that if a zor would eat, if a zor would eat, he would be chayiv for a kezayis. It does not mean one kezayis. It means he would eat multiple kezayisim. How many kezayisim can you eat b'chdei achilas pras? Pras is a half a loaf of bread. How many kezayisim are there in a loaf of bread? A lot. Zayisim, I think it's six to eight eggs. A loaf of bread. One loaf of bread has either six eggs or nine eggs. Okay? Talmud Chazal. A whole loaf of bread is either six eggs or...
In pras, achilas pras means?
B'chdei achilas pras means a half a loaf of bread. So a half a loaf of bread has either two eggs, if a whole loaf of bread has nine or six...
You maybe have to it's know not how the loaf of bread looked back then.
Whatever it was, but it's about, let's just say for argument's sake, let's say it's going to be two and a half. It's maybe ten, five. I don't remember. Whatever it is, there's going to be. Maybe we've seen Rashi. There's going to be a few eggs in b'chdei achilas pras. So here's what it means: when you eat this porridge, if you eat one kezayis of the porridge, you're not eating a kezayis of truma. Because one kezayis of porridge is a taruvis. Part of it is truma, and part of it is chulin. But if you eat multiple kezayisim, then you will have eaten a full kezayis along the way of truma. Okay? Let's say donuts. There's this cream in the donuts. Each donut only has a chatzi zayis of cream. If you eat two donuts, did you eat a kezayis of cream?
I'm not sure now.
Make believe you. I'm giving you an example. Let's say you have a donut. Okay, a donut. Let's say a whole donut is one donut is one make believe is one kezayis. Make believe.
Yeah, sure, you have to.
Okay, make believe. And inside the donut, you have a chatzi zayis of cream.
Right.
If you eat two donuts, then you eat a kezayis. So the, when the Gemara originally said that if you eat a kezayis, you chayef. What are you talking about? If I eat one donut, I did not eat a kezayis of truma. I only eat a mashu, a small amount of truma. So what are you talking? The only way you can tell me I'm going to be chayiv is you say the principle of heter mitzarev l'iser.
Yeah.
If you say heter mitzarev l'iser, then when I eat one kezayis, I will be chayiv you.
Right.
The Gemara says no such thing. There's no rule of heter mitzarev l'iser. And when it says over here that you're going to be chayiv, you're going to be chayiv. It's because you ate multiple kezayisim. You ate multiple kezayisim. If you ate multiple kezayisim of this porridge.
Yeah.
Let's say for argument's sake, you ate five kezayisim of this porridge.
Yeah.
When you eat five kezayisim of the porridge, are you also in turn eating one full kezayis of truma?
Yeah.
Yes. If I eat five kezayisim of this dish, in the five kezayisim, you're eating one kezayis of truma. Provided that you eat your five kezayisim within the time span of kedei achilas pras. So the Gemara says, we never heard of this before. Whoever said that you can be mechayiv eating one kezayis, eating multiple kezayisim within a time span, that a time span is a zman that's mitzdaref le'inyin the shir to be chayif. Is there such a principle? The Gemara says, absolutely there is such a principle. My kezayis, the Gemara, you bet it is, in. If that's the case, then why then does Rabbi Elazar hold you going to be potter? Why then the Rabban do not hold off heter mitzaref le'iser? Okay, but even though there's no heter mitzaref le'iser, but if you eat multiple kezeisim of kuta chabavli in the times when mechtei achilas pras, you'll end up eating a kezayis of chametz. Elamai mishum. The heter mitzvah. My plea, Rabban Eliezer, b'kutach abavli. Ella. So the Gemara says, Ella my. So what do you want to go say? Mishum. The heter mitzvah le'iser. Soif. My plea, Rabban Eliezer, b'kutach abavli. Ella hanach l'kutach abavli. The less bay even b'kizayis b'achilas pras. There, by kutach abavli, you don't even have kezayis with achilas pras. There is so little chometz in the kutach abavli that even within a time span of 4 minutes of achilas pras, you will not end up eating.
Right.
You will not end up eating.
Right.
Whereas, when it comes to daisa, where it comes to the sugya of the mikpah, the porridge, the daisa, there's a substantial amount of truma in this dish. And if you'll eat the thing continuously within a time of Bechdei Achilas Pras, where you'll end up eating multiple kezayis, you will definitely end up eating a kezayis of truma. Frag the Gemara, the last one, kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. E be'ene. What do we mean? E be'ene de kosarif v'ka ochale. If you're going to tell me that you're going to take the only possible way you can end up eating a full kezayis of chametz b'chdei achilas pras is if you take the whole daisa and you just swallow it down your throat. That, you potter, because that's butla daitoi eit selkom. Eating food in such a method is abnormal. You have to go to backup power here. One moment over here. We're running out of power over here. This is also no power. It's also dead. No power, no juice.
Oh, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov.
Thank you so much.
1 second, Shlomi. We're running out of juice.
We need another Arab.
We only have 2 minutes anyway.
This is a battery pack. You always keep a spare.
All right.
Wow.
Hold on 1 second. Give me one moment, please. Finish the Gemara. Mamish, take a second. Here we go. Sign in. 2 more buttons and we're in. Here we go. Personal meeting. Join now. Here we are. Okay, let's go weiter.
I'm going to go to the house. Okay.